This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, Lee, just to be clear, all right?
Okay.
There is no Antifa.
Oh, there's not.
Okay. Yes, no. All right. If you get your news from the liberal media, you believe that. There's no Antifa. It's just the Trump administration looking for an excuse to round up liberals. Because, of course, as we know, he's a dictator. And, yeah, but they're not really real at all.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that could be news to some folks.
Well, no, it is. Because, I mean, I truly think that a lot of folks on the left have no idea what happened in Alvarado, Texas. I think that if you ask them, if you ask your liberal friends, hey, you know about Alvarado? You know what happened there? They'd be like, what? I mean, you wouldn't know. A domestic terror attack on the Prairie Land facility. There was a whole group of them, an Antifa cell. They call themselves Trantifa. That trained for this, led by a longtime Antifa activist by the name of Benjamin Song. Self-described, not my opinion. He calls himself Antifa. I believe him. And the idea was an ambush. They're Antifa-aligned anarchist violent extremists. And they intended to shoot ICE agents. Fortunately, they're liberals and their aim ain't that good. So they haven't been shooting for that long.
Always skews left, huh?
Yeah. They did plug two bullets into an Alvarado police officer, but their bigger plan to ambush federal agents at the ICE facility fell apart. But it was still very much a conspiracy. A guy went to the hospital in critical condition, thankfully survived. They got two of them. One looks like a woman. The other looks like he's barely a man. You know, it's a typical look, what we'd expect them to look like. They're Trantifa, so. Zachary Evitz and Cameron Arnold. Listen to this. Arnold and Evitz did extensive pre-planning before the incident, and Arnold trained others on firearm use in close quarters combat. The group was heavily armed with over 50 firearms that were purchased in Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, Dallas, and elsewhere, according to the indictment. The document also notes Arnold built numerous AR platform rifles, some of which he distributed to his co-defendants, and at least one of whom featured a binary trigger, allowing the gun to shoot at a higher rate by causing two bullets to fire with each trigger cycle. Arnold Evitz and the others also used an encrypted messaging app to coordinate their moves. The investigation found that one member of the group wrote, quote, I'm done with peaceful protests and blue lives don't matter. The suspects were preparing a massacre. Fortunately, what they had thought was when the shooting started, they would pour out of the building, and they didn't. A total of 15 suspects have been arrested in the case. And again, the leader is a longtime noted Antifa activist, Benjamin Song. These two were the trigger men. They are the 10 alleged members of a North Texas Antifa terror cell, and they've now had terrorism charges added because Antifa is a terror group.
Well,
that also does not exist, according to left-wing media.
But that assault on a police facility certainly existed.
Yeah, it did. I mean, a guy bled, went to the hospital. I mean, real things happen. In fact, this happens once every month now or so. We're due for another one from the left. I mean, we got the guy outside of the D.C. Catholic Church with the bombs, working bombs, waiting for the Supreme Court justices who were inside. It was a mass to celebrate the Supreme Court. Several of them attend there. We had him. We had the lunatic who shot up the newsroom, the ABC newsroom in Sacramento, because he was mad there was going to be a tribute to Charlie Kirk and that a late night comedian had been taken off the air. This is why they didn't run the tribute to Kimmel. I'm sorry, they didn't run the tribute to Charlie Kirk instead of Kimmel's show because they were so terrified they'd die. I mean, this is just the last few months as the left tells us there. No, it's all right wing terror. It's all right wing terror. And then you've got Don Lemon, and this is kind of in keeping with what I've been saying throughout this show. And you know, the Hanover in, you know, Illinois, the new Hanover city council member saying, well, you know, we're totally fine with illegal immigrants serving as police officers. In fact, if this one can get away from ICE, he can totally come back and serve on our force. They are erasing any distinction between Americans and illegals. Listen to this from Don Lemon. He's openly calling for violence. He's the second one to do it this week. Chuck Schumer did it earlier this week, said that they needed to, you know, that people needed to get violent. Here's Don Lemon. Now, notice how in here he conflates citizenship with illegality. They are the same thing. This is how they're trying to confuse the left into even more violence. Even after seeing these attacks on ICE facilities, I mean, to say this after you see these attacks on ICE facilities, listen to this from Don Lemon.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally, get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are illegal. Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border. Now,
see what he does there?
Well, a misdemeanor is a breaking of the law.
It's a crime, yes.
There's levels of it, yes, but
if you reenter, it's a felony. Yeah. If you stay, once you have a deportation order, that's a felony. So notice what he does here. You're a citizen. Go buy a gun. They can't get rid of you. It's only a misdemeanor. No, you're not a citizen if you've committed the misdemeanor of coming here illegally. But see how he conflates it?
If you're not a citizen, you can't legally buy a gun.
See, that was the other part I'm wondering about. Where are you going to get that gun from?
Exactly.
You can't legally buy a gun. But this, they are being fed this around the clock. This idea that, no, if you come here illegally, you're a citizen.
How amazing go ahead and shoot is ice. It that these progressive liberals are suddenly in favor of the Second Amendment? It's just hilarious.
If anything good comes out of that, and it's only because they want to shoot us and ICE agents. I mean, you know.
A little tardy to the party there, guys.
Yeah. So just listen to them conflate it. And I hear this so much now in these, like you watch the CNN, if they're talking about immigration, they refer to illegal immigrants as citizens and as Americans interchangeably, while
accurate,
also admitting they weren't here legally. And it's creating confusion. They also pretend that this has never happened before. We've never had immigration roundups like this before. We've never had immigration law enforced before. And they're preying on young people who have no history here, who don't know that even Barack Obama mass deported people. And they're making them think something new is going on here that we've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's just not the case.
Nope.
It's just not the case.
It's misinformation there, Tara.
Yeah. You know what my favorite thing is? Devin in sales sent this to me this week. It's the No Kings rally in New York. Because it's going to happen tomorrow on the 18th.
Yeah.
The Democrats are having a No Kings rally.
Yeah.
You know who the two of the sponsors are? Right there on the flyer, so they're not hiding it.
Okay.
The Communist Party of the United States of America.
Okay.
And Democrat Socialists for America.
Well, there you go.
So, no kings, but communist dictatorship?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess a king is someone like Donald Trump who's democratically elected. I guess that's what a king is now. And so we need to replace him with communist dictators.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Right. Gonna be a bunch of protests tomorrow by the left. Hope nobody gets hurt or killed. As Obama explained this week, it's just a little bit of street crime. It's part of democracy. Folks, I don't know how they do this, if they all meet in one place or what, and they decide they're going to green light the violence. But between him and Chuck Schumer and Don Lemon telling people, hey, go get a gun, shoot ICE agents, all while telling their sheeple they have to fight the monarchy. Greg Gutfeld had a great take on that on Fox News.
I love the no kings thing because if its very existence proves that it's not necessary, you know, if there was this was a king led country, you wouldn't be able to have your no kings protests. I mean, who are you protesting? Spain, Denmark, Cambodia, Dana? They have a king.
Yeah. All right. Call-in segment of the show begins now, 800-905-0989. Any subject from the week that was is back on the table. Give me a call, 800-905-0989. Want to wrap the show today with your phone calls. And again, 800-905-0989 is the number. And Tim is standing by to take your phone calls. All the subjects from the week that was back on the table. To me, this John Bolton thing is absolutely huge. I think it's amazing, almost miraculous. The fact that Trump is standing tall and saying, no, the UN is not going to tax Americans without representation to fund its dictatorial regime, no matter how the Euroweenies vote. That's huge, too. And the fact that the United States just ran nearly a $200 billion surplus in September. We're just now getting the numbers from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The deficit shrank by $41 billion. Folks, this is exactly how the founders intended this government to be run. Not the spending part that we're still doing, not that, but the tariffs. I intended America to run on tariffs, and under Donald John Trump, it is. It's running on tariffs. And you can see here how we could use this money to clean up the mess that we have made. We've just got to get the numbers in Congress to do it. We've made, folks, the outlines for saving this country are in place this week. They truly are. This is a week that's given me so much hope. There are things I wasn't happy with. There always are. But I mean, when you start doing the math on the freak out that's going on, you start doing the math on it. I mean, even CNN admitting, yeah, it looks like about 19 seats that Democrats shouldn't have, that they only have because of racial gerrymandering. That looks like it's about to end by the Supreme Court. CNN admitting, hey, there's another 7 seats that when the Bush party bosses ran the Republican Party, they wouldn't allow us to take in states we control that we can redistrict. They wouldn't allow us to do what the Democrats do when they take control of legislatures in states, which is redraw the districts to favor them. You know, Republicans now not only allowed to do it, but Donald Trump is demanding it. There's 7 seats there that we should have that we don't. Okay, if you're still doing the math, that's 26 seats. Yeah. And that doesn't even count the census fraud that we learned about this week, that the science director at the census actually created an algorithm he called Epsilon that created Democrat voters in census blocks where there were none and hid Republican voters in census blocks where there were some, adding basically human beings to Democrat areas that didn't live there and subtracting human beings that do not live in, you know, Republican areas. So that, again, that right there is somewhere between 5 and 8 seats. So we're talking over 30 seats that we should have. We get that, and we're not going to need Democrat votes in the House to pass these budgets. We're going to be able to do stuff like line item, you know, going through. And maybe my children won't watch the decimation of the dollar and the destruction of their country. Maybe. It all hangs on a thread, folks. Anything could change at any moment. John in Spartanburg is calling about the government shutdown. Welcome, John.
Hey, how you doing, Tara?
Good.
Got a question for you. Now, does the Democrats and all the ones that shut down the government, are they not still collecting a paycheck over this?
I think they are.
So what are they accomplishing by shutting the government down? As far as I see, the only thing they're accomplishing is stopping the military from getting their pay. Stop.
And you're breaking up. Well, look, here's the thing with the Democrats, okay?
Yeah, I mean, so what are they actually accomplishing by doing this? And what should happen, they should even be getting paid then, if that's the case, is not what I think.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't argue with you on that. Look, I have some sympathy for the Democrats with the shutdown. That's going to sound strange. Thank you, John, for your phone call. But it's not. I mean, keep in mind, after Trump's victory, Mike Johnson, our speaker, was huddling with the Democrats, shutting the Republicans out and letting them write the spending plan. They're used to this. Mike Johnson is only speaker. We tried to, remember, withdraw him from the speakership. We tried to impeach him. Democrats voted en masse to save him. They've never been told no, John. Not by Mike Johnson. They don't believe it. So it sounds crazy to us. Like, wait, you're shutting down the government because you want health care for illegal immigrants, which is mainly what that, and they want, you know, $500 million or $500 billion for their media and, you know, for their grift all over the world. They want all of that. They think they can get it. They've never been told no by Republican budget writers. I mean, think about this. This is Nancy Pelosi's budget that then became Joe Biden's budget that we're still passing. We just pass it over and over and over again. I mean, Mike Johnson promised Republicans when he ran for speaker that we would do appropriations bills like Congress has done since the beginning of the country. And we'd stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget. That's all the Republicans wanted that did, you know, killed off Kevin McCarthy. And for 2 years, he's just gaffed them off. He doesn't even bother to put appropriations bills through to see if we could pass them. So why wouldn't the Democrats think we'd give them health insurance back for 1.5 million illegals. Why wouldn't they think they can get $1.5 trillion to hand out to their friends over the course of 7 weeks? Because when they're trying to, it's all these old USAID NGOs. Remember what Marco Rubio said? 90% of that money didn't leave Washington. It doesn't go for basket weaving in Zimbabwe. It stays right here. That's where the mansions came from. Their party functionaries are hungry. They need money to squander, launder, and use for the midterms. And they've never had Republicans say no to them. I can't believe we've lasted this long. So what is the purpose? Same as it always is. They didn't think we could go 20 days saying no. We're almost there. We'll be there by Monday. This is fantastic. All right. Love to hear your calls. Karen's calls up next, 800-905-0989.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Gonna jump on the line with Karen in Tryon. Welcome to the show, Karen.
I'm calling about Antifa.
Yeah.
But your previous caller, I was wondering why they ever got rid of Kevin McCarthy, because he was doing everything the Democrats wanted to, and they promised to vote him and keep him in, you know? So you wonder. You do wonder about that. But now, Antifa, are you still there, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, good. Antifa, they had a meeting in Atlanta one time. Did you recall that? It was years ago now. And someone infiltrated and recorded it, you know, just the audio. And they were calling each other comrades. Do you sort of remember that?
I don't, but I'm going to look it up after this call.
Yeah, and hopefully one of your listeners might know or want to call in about it. And they were calling each other comrade, and that was really weird, like communist for sure. And the thing is, they got suspicious as this person. They said, there's somebody here we're not really trusting, and that person got out of there. But they were pretending they were part of Antifa. So, yeah, hopefully one of your callers will remember that, too. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Oh, well, thank you. And on that way, your question, Karen, about Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
No, they impeached him and got rid of him, really voted him out. I know
he thought he was going to stay, though. He thought he had the Democrats vote. And I think what they did was they were going to try to get Hakeem Jeffries in there as speaker. But I don't know that. All of a sudden, they turncoated on him. They did him a blindside. You remember that?
Yeah, no, they thought that they basically got rid of Kevin McCarthy as Republican Speaker for doing exactly what Mike Johnson is doing now. Johnson backstabbed everybody. Because the basic promise that he made to Ralph Norman and Nancy Mace, who helped take him down, was that we would simply get to do appropriations bills. When you do an appropriation bill, you can go in and cut. And he's never run a single one through committee. Hilariously, he's promising that this time, though, after this 7 weeks, after we get past the shutdown, then he's going to do appropriations bills. But he says that every time that we pass Nancy Pelosi's budget again. And he never does. So once they realized they'd been had, and again, here in South Carolina, that'd be Ralph Norman and Nancy Mace, who had really risked their political lives to get rid of him, to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. They tried to get rid of, to impeach, to vote out Mike Johnson, and the Democrats in a party line vote saved Johnson. It was Democrats and a handful of Republicans. So that is why, you know, we're looking at the Democrats going, are you crazy? You think that, you know, we're going to give you illegal immigrant health care? Why wouldn't they think that? And $1.5 trillion. Why wouldn't they think that? What's hilarious is the budget they're blocking is theirs. It's not even ours. So, yeah, we're in a really absurd situation. And look, I don't blame Trump for any of this. Trump is the guy trying to cut the place through rescission packages. So, you know, look, if Trump could get his way and we could get the votes we need, we could do a lot of really cool things. 800-905-0989 is the call in line. Love to hear from you. We've got folks texting in on the text line with questions. Texter writes, oh, and there were some good ones in here. Oh, Trump talked about the Tomahawk missiles a day before meeting with Zelensky, and Putin called something suspicious here. The Russians don't want to get hit with Tomahawk missiles, but they also know every time they meet with Trump, they're going to get the hell bombed out of them in their country. NATO is going to fly in there, terrified that there will be peace. And in order to demonstrate that Trump can negotiate with Russia all he wants, but he doesn't control NATO, they'll go on the most bloody bombing run inside of Russia that, we've seen so far. And that's what happened after that sort of triumphant tarmac meeting between Trump and Putin last time. Looked like we'd get peace. The Euroweenies panicked. They flew to the White House. The whole time they're sitting around the table pretending they want peace, they're bombing the hell out of Russia. And they know Putin will always respond. I mean, they went so far as to blow up the gas pipeline into Hungary, and we were condemned by Hungary. Like, what are you doing? We need that gas, you know, to get through the winter. You said you wouldn't touch it. Well, that's NATO demonstrating to Putin, you can cut all the peace deals with Trump you want, but Trump doesn't control us. We're going to bomb you. And if you agree to peace with Trump, if you agree to put down your arms, pull back from whatever lines you're at, whatever, you know, whatever the deal is, understand we're going to bomb the hell out of you. We want World War III. We want it bad, and Trump can't negotiate the way out, right? So what has happened here is Trump is like, okay, I'll switch sides and hit with Tomahawks. And Tomahawks are serious and do a lot of damage. They could hit Moscow. And so Putin's in an impossible place. If he takes Trump's peace deal, NATO's not going to stop bombing him. Folks, they've got tens of billions of dollars Biden gave them. They've got all our military equipment. They could bomb him. They could bomb Russia inside Russia for years. And so, you know, I think Trump's trying to get him to a peace deal. It'll look good. He'll get the Nobel Peace Prize. And the whole time, the Euroweenies and NATO will be bombing Russia. So, look, if anybody can find a creative way out of this, it's Trump. But Putin has said point blank, and I've got the audio, NATO didn't answer to Trump. Trump can't stop them. So I hope they come up with something, because I got to tell you, all hitting Russia with Tomahawks does is risk World War III. If there's one thing Putin has demonstrated, it is he will hit back 100% of the time, every time, equal and opposite force. So, yeah, I mean, the Euroweenies are already doing everything they can to start World War III. They're claiming those are Russian drones flying over their capitals. I don't believe they are. Russia says they're not theirs. Whether they're Russia's or not doesn't matter, because these aren't armed drones. They're dummy drones. In other words, they look like drones, but they're They're useless. I'm pretty sure that's Ukraine or NATO flying those over their own capitals, desperately trying to stop peace, get to World War III. Here's the thing. It's not our problem. Why we're in this, I don't know. I don't know why we're in this. I don't know why. I mean, it's great Trump's trying, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we don't need to risk World War III by sending those Tomahawks, because Russia knows we've got to target Russia. Our hands have to be on those Tomahawks, our satellite data, our targeting data. We're going to have to help them launch them. Ukraine doesn't have the capability to launch those. That would be us launching Tomahawks and for the first time getting into the war. That's crazy. That is crazy. But if Trump's going to try another meeting, maybe there's a shot. By the way, have you noticed what's going on with Kellogg and Keene, all the neocons? They're out there on Fox News. Trump shouldn't meet with Putin unless he's got a solid deal on the table. Why? They don't want to stop World War III. Too much money involved for all the right people. Wow. October 15, 2025. This just going national, though. Memorial for Charlie Kirk canceled after threats. A peaceful birthday memorial planned in honor of conservative leader Charlie Kirk. His 32nd birthday has been canceled due to safety threats, organizers announced this week. The event, intended as a candlelight gathering to celebrate Charlie's life and legacy and the Lord, was canceled out of concern for public safety. We don't want anyone hurt, organizers shared in a statement. This was meant to be a celebration of faith, freedom, and gratitude for the work Charlie did to inspire millions of Americans. Wow. It's where we are. Listen to this. Despite the cancellation, the movement to honor Charlie's memory continues to grow. A 10-year-old girl, deeply touched by Kirk's message of courage and conviction, donated her cherished Christus statue, an 8-foot-tall sculpture of Jesus Christ, as a tribute. The statue, valued as a collector's piece and originally supported by MyChristmasBlanketBook.com, now stands as a memorial across the street from the Utah County Jail, serving as a beacon of light and faith. Mm. Again, Charlie Kirk's birthday celebration and memorial canceled because lunatic leftists cannot handle the idea of anyone but them having free speech. And folks, this is what you get when this week we hit an all-time high in that new synergy study that just came out. 60% of liberals under the age of 30 say it's okay to break the law if you disagree with somebody. These are the people who in the same breath lecture us on democracy. Well, the laws are passed by Congress, though. Isn't that democracy? It's a democratic form of government. We live in a republic, of course, but that's a democratic form of government, sure. It's part of a republic. Well, but no, democracy is the laws we like. Everything else, we just hurt you. And folks, I didn't even get to this today, but this is a problem, okay? In fact, it's a small thing, but it's the biggest problem I actually see on the horizon right now. Do you see what happened in D.C.? There's a woman there who assaulted an FBI agent in the street. And this is when, you know, because Trump's doing the D.C. cleanup, he's getting the illegal immigrants out, getting the cartels out, getting the gang members out. And so, you know, they're in the streets. Trump has deployed them. And this woman who's just an activist assaults one of the FBI agents violently because they're liberals. That's what they do. So she gets arrested. Well, D.C. federal court systems where they're trying to try her, they can't get an indictment. This is the third time. Not a conviction, mind you, an indictment. I covered federal court for a long time. 90% of cases, you get an indictment. It's just, hey, there's enough here, you know, to charge somebody. We don't know if there's enough here to convict somebody, but there's enough here to charge somebody. The standards are very low. Another liberal jury nullified it. And guess what? Once again, there was video. So it's not a case of, well, you know, we really can't tell if a crime happened here. It was just screw you. Excuse my language, but we hate the FBI now. They're enforcing the law again instead of breaking it to help our side. I mean, folks, we live in the upside down. This is the third one of these assaults that these left-wing juries have been like, no, we're not going to indict. Folks, we're headed toward a time when an ICE agent gets executed on video. And they won't indict. We've got a body. We've got the bullet. We've got the perp. We've got the fingerprints. We've got the video. And we don't have an indictment. We're heading there. And that is precisely what led to the Russian Revolution, the creation of the USSR. Exactly that. Where crime, including violence, is tolerated, celebrated, and unindictable as long as the right people are hurting or killing the wrong people. And I don't know what we do about it, because if that happens, if that spreads from D.C., which is our, folks, D.C., of course, D.C.'s gone. Trump can round up all the people he wants, and he should. But if we can't put him in prison, I mean, look what happened with Big Balls this week. Edward Corstein, the Doge stuffer. Same thing. That's a nullification. He's given a concussion. His nose is broken. And the judge says she wants to try to rehabilitate the people who did it. Lets him out. Lets him go. They are on probation. That is nullification. Again, that's DC too. Folks, what is that? That is a lost post-American territory. What do you do then? And I don't know what you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.